This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A week after three L.A. County Sheriff's deputies were killed in an explosion at a training facility in East L.A., new information into what caused the blast and where the investigation is going now.
Investigators have now determined it was a grenade collected in Santa Monica that exploded and killed the three arson investigators. They had believed it was inert, but a second grenade they collected is now missing.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. A manhunt after an inmate was mistakenly released from a New Orleans jail. 30-year-old Khalil Bryan being urged to turn himself in, the Orleans Justice Center blaming human error. Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, now serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking, finished 2 days of meetings with the Justice Department. Sources say she received limited immunity. President Trump has landed in Scotland, where he'll visit his golf course, but also meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, as well as the EU president. This is ABC News. It's more than halfway to the holidays, and already retail experts are warning shoppers to buy now.
Tariffs could end up being the Grinch this holiday season. Jackie Breyer is the editorial director of the Toy Insider and says more than 75% of toys sold in the U.S. are made in China. Her advice, don't wait for Black Friday or Cyber Monday to buy because availability may be limited.
If you see a toy that, you know, someone in your life would really enjoy, buy it now, because prices may go up.
Breyer also says tariffs could limit any chance of stores offering deep discounts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Coast Guard came to the rescue of an 11-year-old in the San Diego Bay. They say the child was calling for help after their sailboat capsized. The Coast Guard pulled up, threw a life ring, and brought the child on board. The boat was towed to a pier, and the child was released to the father. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins. Lefty Jose Quintana on the mound for Milwaukee against Miami right-hander Jansen Junk. The Crew losing last night 5-1. Pitcher Freddie Peralta said there was a real cat-and-mouse game going on between him and the Marlins batters.
I was able to speed them up a little bit because they were trying to slow me down, and I was just trying to get them quick on the box and try to make my pitch and make them out quick because they knew what they with them. But we realized that we had no time and we made the adjustment.
NFL in Green Bay, Mark Murphy saying goodbye after 17 years as the Packers president and CEO. Murphy holding a final press conference after the shareholders meeting that drew over 6,000 shareholders. Murphy's advice to his successor, Ed Policy.
Fire quickly, hire slowly. So take your time, you know, when you're hiring people.
That's Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some showers and thunderstorms developing as morning lows drop into the upper 60s, light winds across the area. Saturday shower and thunderstorm chances giving way to a little bit of sunshine. Our afternoon high in the mid-80s. It's 72 at our studios.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommerns on the board. We are here at the studios of WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Zommerns is back home in downtown Madison on State Street at the world headquarters of Civic Media here in Green Bay. Fairly clear skies, maybe a little overcast high clouds, maybe a little smoke in there would have you warm conditions. Those are. I think I lost a couple of pounds yesterday up here at the Public Education Summit, Wisconsin Public Education Network Summit. I'll get it right yet. But is it still sultry and steamy down in Madison?
It sure is. Also fairly overcast and very humid, very sticky. So you better drink some water.
You want to stay inside in air condition, if only our air condition. Back home, there. Yeah, that's one of the great things, at least down in Madison. It's like an ice box in there, which is great on days like today. Here, a little toasty, but we're happy to be here. We're happy to be here. Also happy to have some of our great listeners. This is listening via WGBW on the app. Martia from Madison, listening on the app, saying, I'm in Milwaukee right now, traveling to my son's basketball tournament in Chicago. Well, Martia, thank you for taking us along on your drive. Good luck to your son. I know some folks that have kids in these traveling basketball tournaments. They go all over, and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. So safe travels, and hope your air conditioning is working down there. Also, this is feedback I can use, because Len texted in and is a little salty on the I screenshotted this so I didn't miss it. And this is fair because I want to check with Zommerns to find out whether this is really the case or not. He says, Len in Madison on WMDX says, what's worse, radio announcer that never announces the current time or one that always announces the time a minute late? Now, Zommerns, on my clocks right now, I have several clocks in front of me. It is exactly, let me get this right here, 3:08:47 right there. We're about to go to 3:09. Is that the correct time?
That is the correct time. However, given that you normally just say the minute, if you said it was 3:08 right now, by the time it gets through all the delays and everything to make sure we don't, you know, get swear words on the air, it would be 3:10 or 3:09.
All right. So that's the problem right there.
I think it's because of the delay.
Time delay. So that's that. But that's good information, because moving forward, I'll say if you're listening via time delay, but that's news I could use. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Len. That's useful information. And thank you, Zommerns, for the explanation, because I wonder what's going on here. Are my clocks off or what?
Yeah, thanks, Len, because honestly, I didn't really think of that either.
Right. I mean, a lot of people that know me will say my clock's been off for quite some time. But that's another story. Okay, well, don't forget, we're giving away Brewer tickets today up until 4 o'clock. It's free Brewer Ticket Friday. And these are great tickets and great seats. It is for this coming Wednesday's game, July 30th, at 1:10 in the afternoon against the Chicago Cubbies. Brewers in a race right now with the Cubs for the National League Central Division. Brewers still a game ahead. This entire race for the Central could, keyword, could be decided next week at AmFam Field, and you could be there. Your chance to win tickets, four of them in club-level seats. I'll guarantee you the air condition in the concourse right behind these seats is always working. So, how are you eligible to win these tickets? You have until 4 o'clock to download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Regardless, open it up. First 11 stations are ones that we are on. Click on one of them. Lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. And then text the following word right now. The word today is Todd. T-O-D-D. Not making this up. I don't write it. I just read it. Todd, T-O-D-D, make sure you use two D's.
So text Todd. Don't text Todd, yes. But text Todd to Civic Media.
Yes. Very confusing, I know. Text the word Todd or the name Todd, T-O-D-D, right now on the Civic Media app. You have to spell it with two D's. Has to be correct because the computer chooses this. If it's not correct, you're not going to get chosen. Four Brewer tickets for this coming Wednesday's game, Wednesday, July 30th, 1:10 in the afternoon against the Cubs. Text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, right now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend, ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, going to be back with us. Always glad for that. Bringing us the news of the wild and wacky. How about that, Summers? That'll be a great time. And a reminder, I guess just a bulletin, if you will, about the show coming up this coming Tuesday. Hope you set that time aside and join us. Really, really excited about Tuesday's show next week. We are going to be live in Southwest Wisconsin at Nine Springs Farm.
Six Springs.
Why do I keep saying nine?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Six Springs Farm. Get your springs right, Todd. We're going to be at Six Springs Farm. And you say, well, Todd, what's special about that? Well, here's the deal. Joe Thomas. A lot of people know Joe Thomas. Most people know Joe Thomas. Hall of Fame college football career with the Wisconsin Badger football team. And then went on to have a Hall of Fame career with the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. Had the kind of the Iron Man record of the NFL for most consecutive snaps taken in the NFL. Also happens to be just a great guy from everything I've known and read about him. Well, we are going to be, he's given us a special permission to go onto his farm in Southwest Wisconsin, Six Springs Farm, where he is raising Wagyu beef. His new passion is beef. It's called Hall of Fame Beef. And we're going to have the whole 2 hours on his farm. There's going to be cattle, live cattle involved. So now, Zomers, we've got a live chicken named Sue at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair next Tuesday, live cattle on the farm. Our friend Brady Ewing, also a former Badger and also a former NFL player, will join us for most of the show as our co-host for the day. So join Brady Ewing and me as we sit down and catch up with Joe Thomas at 96 Springs Farm next Tuesday from 2 until 4. I'm really looking forward to this, summer. Should be a great time.
This is going to be very cool. I'm excited.
If I only remember the correct name of his farm.
Hopefully when you're there, you do.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. Okay, it is 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and that's at least live. It might be a minute later once it gets to you via tape delay. But it's 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
All that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all these Civic Media radio stations, except those who have cut away for the Brewers. Brewers taking on the Marlins this afternoon. Game, the first pitch probably already underway there on several of our Brewers network stations. So here we are. For the rest of us, though, we haven't had time. It's been so busy, Zomers, this week with Governor Evers saying he wasn't going to run for a third term. Now we haven't even gotten to the news this morning. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who's been on this program several times, and I understand now, because we have a direct link to the Lieutenant Governor via our very own Luke Mathers, who has gotten her on this program several times. And we've always enjoyed having her on, and now we're trying to get her on to talk about her race for the governor, for her gubernatorial race. And apparently we reached out, and the response we got back was, new phone, who this?
That's not what I heard, but okay.
I don't know. But she the lieutenant governor's been going on other programs. That's fantastic. But we'd love to have her come back and on our show and talk about running for lieutenant governor. And then our friend, State Senator Kelda Royce, she's been on this program a bunch of times. And we're trying to get her on the show as well because we'd love to have her on because I think that she's going to get in. And I think that both these individuals, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and State Senator Kelda Royce, would be great candidates. So, and by the way, we'll take all comers. We'll take Republican, Democratic, anybody who's running for governor. Josh Shulman, Republican, was on this program when we were up at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We want to talk to everybody because this is going to be a big, big, wide-open race, really important race. And by the way, as long as I brought it up, Somers, I owe an apology to State Senator Kelda Royce because yesterday on this program, we had on Bill McCosian. Republican strategist Bill McCosian, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And I was talking to McCosian and asked him, hey, are you thinking of running for governor? Because our very own Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, who comes on with us every Wednesday, he said last year, the two people, one Republican, one Democrat, I would walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for was Bill McCosian on the Republican side and Ben Wickler on the Democratic side. Now, you know this because you were here on Wednesday when we had our big conclave for Civic Media and Trigvi filled in. Trigvi has been so impressed with State Senator Kelda Royce that he apparently also now has said this about Kelda Royce.
Yes, he did.
If she gets in, that he'd also walk back to Wisconsin to do doors for Kelda Royce.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I probably should have with that.
Well, no, it's good. It's good because I want to make sure that I keep myself straight. Which I have a hard time doing, by the way. But anyway, so now Trigvi is on record saying if Ben Wickler gets in on the Democratic side, he'll do doors for him. If Kelda Royce runs the Democratic side, he'll do doors for her. And if Bill McCosian gets in on the Republican side, he'll do doors for him. Now, Zomers, what have we learned about this exercise and about this bit? I think we've learned that Trigvi Olson is a political whore.
That's what I think
No. Here's the deal. Trigvi loves people who love Wisconsin.
Yes, and I think that's what he's saying. Statement.
Yes. What Trigvi wants is he wants a governor who's going to go around and be a cheerleader for Wisconsin and is going to do the best for Wisconsin. And I think he sees that in McCosian. He sees it in Kelda Royce. He sees it in Sarah Rodriguez. So I think he's just very excited, like we all are, thinking, hey, we have this dearth of great candidates, great potential candidates, and we'll see what happens. So we invite everybody. And by the way, McCosian, he didn't say no. He wasn't going to run, but he didn't say yes either. So we'll see. Sarah Rodriguez in out of the gate this morning. First one in the pond. And Kelda Royce, we haven't heard, but if I was going to bet money on something, I bet she's in. But we'll see. And now Josh Call goofing around here today. Apparently he had some statement that was basically no statement.
Pretty much.
So, all right. By the way, it's Shark Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I got done being
coached today to not go off on tangents, and here I am going off on tangents. So, didn't take, as George Costanza once said. It's Shark Week. So, the category today, what's worse, snakes or sharks? Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Weigh in Shark Week. What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. This is pretty good, Zomers, for Shark Week, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know, we've been doing a series. They've been spread out over time, but we've been doing a series of what's worses based on, you know, various creepy crawlies. You know, we've had snakes, we've had spiders, but now snakes and sharks. We're going to have to evaluate this bracket, see where everything ends up.
And the graphic for this today for snakes is snakes on a plane. I once saw snakes in a plane on a plane. All right, we'll come back, discuss what's worse, snakes on a plane or Jaws, the movie. Snakes or sharks? Come on back. We're live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm not sure I want to go to Green Bay. Don't go in the water! Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from our studios in Green Bay, WGBW. Of course, the iconic music of John Williams, great composer, conductor of the Steven Spielberg film Jaws. That is our what's worse today. What's worse, sharks or snakes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, snakes or sharks? Jim, listening just down the road at Appleton via the app on WGBW, Jim says snakes are definitely worse. If you avoid the water, you can avoid sharks. Snakes are everywhere. Now, that's a great point. That might be the winner right there today, out of the gate, Zommers, because you're not going to find a shark when you go hiking, right? I mean, that's just if you do, call me because we want to put you on the air.
When you set up for a remote show by Black River Falls, you're not going to find any sharks, but you may set up near a nest of snakes.
Indeed, we did. And by the way, the snakes at Black River Falls were lovely. They didn't bother us as we set up there next to the Black River in Black River Falls. Connie, listening in the 608 on WMDX, Connie says, I would say sharks are worse, but our waters are salt-free and no sharks. Well, again, great point. If you don't live near salt water, probably not going to Now, what if somebody, I'm not advising this, but what if somebody like got, like, say, a baby shark and released it in the Wisconsin River? It's not going to live, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
But wouldn't that be something if it did?
I mean, you're right.
It'd be something. Our very own Eliza, lovely person, one of our sales reps here at WGBW, right here in Green Bay. Eliza texted in saying, resident Aussie here says snakes. She's a lovely person from Australia originally, and she says, most snakes won't bother you, but an eastern brown snake wants you dead. I say I would love to go to Australia, but now that I know there's the eastern brown snake.
Everything in Australia wants you dead.
Animal-wise. Animal-wise. Not the koala. The koala doesn't want you dead, do they?
I'm not sure.
They got dingoes. They got dingoes in Australia. One of the greatest lines. I've told this on this program before. I would like to hear Eliza say this in her lovely native accent. I hired a guy, David, one time as a bartender when I was running the Tilted Kilt. And in his interview, David told me about he and a college buddy went to Australia, and they rented like a VW bus and went around Australia. And they looked out, they slept in the bus, and at night they heard a commotion, and they looked out the window, and there were a pack of dingoes eating their food at the picnic table. They left, and they left a can of Pringles on the picnic table. And David said, "We looked out the window, and the dingoes ate our Pringles."
You know,
I said,
"Rookie move."
I said, "That is a T-shirt right there."
It
the
is.
The dingoes ate my Pringles.
But also, just a quick thing: if you are spending time outdoors and you leave your food right. unsecured outside, you're asking for that.
Well, that's probably true. Snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tyler, listening in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, says flying Asian shark carp with Limburger breath. Those shark carp are a thing, by the way. Also, I think this is Eliza again saying koalas are fine, but watch out for drop bears. Well, we're going to have her on and talk about that. All right. Listener on WXCO in beautiful Bull Falls Radio in Wausau says, until they come up with a Sharknado movie,
Snake-nado.
I will vote. What? Oh, sorry. Snake-nado. That's right. I ruined it. Snake-nado movie, I will vote for sharks as the worst of the two because of the big Sharknado movie. Nicely done. Sorry, I botched the line there, listener at WXCO. All right, Fred in Cottage Grove, listening on WMDX. Fred is on the line. Fred, snakes or sharks? What's worse?
Snakes. You go to Devil's Lake, there's snakes in the rocks, but there's no sharks in the lake.
That's a great point. I love it. All right, thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend down there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Doug up in Rapids as well, listening on WFHR. Just simply says, land shark.
You know, also, like something that. Else, our graphic for today, as Todd mentioned yes. a little while ago, for snakes, it has the movie poster for Snakes on a Plane. For sharks, it has the movie poster for Jaws. You know, something interesting, August 29th, the last Friday of that month, for the 50th anniversary, Jaws is coming back to theaters.
Wow, there you go. There you go. Be scared all. And of course, a lot of people never seen the movie because it came out so long ago. It's a whole new experience in the theater. I remember when that movie came out. It was crazy.
I'm mostly bringing it up to make you feel old. No, we don't have anyone else on the line.
As if I needed anything else. I'll tell you what made me feel old, Dahmer, this morning is when I tried to get out of bed after sweating my you-know-what off yesterday. And I thought, boy, howdy. I think it was the heat, though, because I'm used to lifting stuff. It was the heat and the humidity. It zaps you. That's what it does.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse, snakes or sharks? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse?
I think, you know, I will say, I like snakes and sharks. I think they're cool.
Really?
Yes. I think a lot of animals that people think are creepy, you know, have a purpose besides like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes should all die. But I'm going to say snakes are worse for very similar reasons to some of our listeners, that snakes are pretty much everywhere. And like Eliza mentioned, there are some species of snake that do just want you dead. Whereas sharks, pretty much all sharks, unless there is something wrong with them, will leave you alone. What do you say?
Yeah, I go along with that. I would say Yeah, I'm going to say snakes are worse just because I don't swim in the ocean that much. And when I do, I don't go above my knees or my thighs. So I know they can still get you, but yeah, I'll say snakes are worse. All right, come on back. Peter Rapine is next with what's worse. With a week in review, the wild and wacky of human behavior. We're live in Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A week after three L.A. County Sheriff's deputies were killed in an explosion at a training facility in East L.A., new information into what caused the blast and where the investigation is going now.
Investigators have now determined it was a grenade collected in Santa Monica that exploded and killed the three arson investigators. They had believed it was inert, but a second grenade they collected is now missing.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. A manhunt after an inmate was mistakenly released from a New Orleans jail. 30-year-old Khalil Bryan being urged to turn himself in, the Orleans Justice Center blaming human error. Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, now serving 20 years in prison for sex trafficking, finished 2 days of meetings with the Justice Department. Sources say she received limited immunity. President Trump has landed in Scotland, where he'll visit his golf course, but also meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, as well as the EU president. This is ABC News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins. Lefty Jose Quintana on the mound for Milwaukee against Miami right-hander Jansen Junk. The Crew losing last night 5-1. Pitcher Freddie Peralta said there was a real cat and mouse game going on between him and the Marlins batters.
I was able to speed them up a little bit because they were trying to slow me down, and I was just trying to get them quick on the box and try to make my pitch and made them out quick because they knew what they with them. But we realized that we had no time, and we made the adjustment.
NFL in Green Bay, Mark Murphy saying goodbye after 17 years as the Packers president and CEO. Murphy holding a final press conference after the shareholders meeting that drew over 6,000 shareholders. Murphy's advice to a successor, Ed Policy.
Fire quickly, hire slowly. So take your time, you know, when you're hiring people.
That's Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some showers and thunderstorms developing as morning lows drop into the upper 60s, light winds across the area. Saturday shower and thunderstorm chances giving way to a little bit of sunshine. Our afternoon high in the mid-80s. It's 72 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in our beautiful studios in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. That's 1590 on the old AM dial, or 97.9 if you're listening to FM locally. Also catch them on the Civic Media app. Always glad to be here at Green Bay. Appreciate Mike Clemens giving us that Packers update earlier in the show. Right now, folks, it's been a couple of weeks. He is an international man of mystery and love. He also happens to be the managing editor of EPOMsWorld.com. The one, the only, you know him, you love him, Mr. Peter Rapine, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. There you go.
Thank you, John. You make me sound like James Bond. If only James Bond had a phone full of memes.
Now you're coming. The background looks fantastic because you're not at your home base of Brooklyn, and I appreciate you being transparent because people ask me how is Peter doing because you recently found love, you traveled to Europe, and now you're in Vancouver. I'll simply say this: looking at you on the stream, joining us from Vancouver, you look like a man who's satisfied. you look very happy.
Yeah. I have fled the country. I'm on the lam. I'm not returning.
You've literally left the country.
That's only half a joke. But yes, I am. I'm in Canada. It's Canadian summer. Great. They do things pretty well up here. It's been pretty nice.
Now, I've never been to Vancouver. I've heard it's a lovely, lovely city. Mm.
Escaping the July heat in August has been a huge benefit to my mental health.
Right?
Yeah.
It's important. It's important. Canada's lovely. I've been to like Alberta, like Calgary and Banff. I've never been to Vancouver, but have you gotten out in the countryside or just more in the city?
Yeah, we've been up in the interior, mostly in Van.
Okay.
But it's making me feel pretty good because I look at the weather in New York and I see that today it's like 95 degrees. And
it's like a cooker. It's like a hot pot.
So I'm having a nice summer. Yeah.
Well, good. Awesome. Well, people ask me because they're genuinely – people like this segment, and they say, how is Peter doing? And so we like to update people. All right, Peter, as they say back home, that's not why you called. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World. And here now, Peter brings us the great staff of EPOM's World. This is not fiction. These are real headlines, real stories of the wild and the wacky Peter Rapine.
And it's been a sad week for our 80s icons.
Yes.
Obviously, Ozzy, and depending on how you feel about the guy, Hulk Hogan. But another character of ours, beloved, has been taken down this week. And headline reads, Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud.
Say it ain't so. Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested for credit card fraud, Peter.
And can you guess what state this happened in, Todd?
I have not looked at the story. I'll guess Florida.
You are correct, my friend.
Yes, absolutely.
So the short of it is a Chuck E. Cheese mascot was handcuffed inside of a Chuck E. Cheese while he was performing for a child's birthday party. He was let outside in handcuffs while wearing the suit, mask still on. And they, I guess, had been tracking him. I don't know how much credit card fraud he could have committed. Obviously, he's still working at a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's a great point, by the way.
But the photo of a police officer holding his arms, staring right into the camera as he leads Chucky out to the car is pretty iconic.
It's incredible. Go to EPOM's World, everybody, EPOMsWorld.com, because you got to see this, as Peter just said. And as someone who was a general manager at a Tilted Kilt, a franchise like this, this is your nightmare if you're a GM at one of these places or a head of marketing. Because, as you said, the guy's entire suit is on. So it's not that Joe Smith got arrested or whatever the guy's real name is. It's literally looks like Chuck E. Cheese himself is a perpetrator here and has been let out in handcuffs.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And they say, you know, no bad press. Like all no press is bad press.
Right.
And so I'm sure most people like myself read this and thought, oh, Chuck E. Cheese is still around. I didn't really know that they were still in business, to be honest.
Well, they had a big overhaul, I think, recently, like trying to redo themselves. Because they got rid of – here's what was terrible, in my opinion. They got rid of the automatronic bears in the thing that played all the music, like at Disney World. And they got rid of the automatronic bears and replaced it with, like, video stuff. I don't know.
Well, I guess the downside of that is that, you know, automatronics can't really commit credit card fraud. Like right. People can, but they might malfunction.
Let me ask you this, Peter. What would have been worse for the kids? Seeing their mascot, Chuck E. Cheese, led away in handcuffs, or taking off the head, you know, and seeing him de-headed and taking the guy out in handcuffs? Which would have been more traumatic for the kids?
That's a good question. Yeah, I wonder if the cops thought about that. They're like, we could half traumatize or fully traumatize these kids.
Or if they were going to take off the guy's head, and then he's like, please, for the kids, don't expose me.
right, for the kids.
Just do it outside, yeah.
do we know what happened to this guy, or is he still in custody? Is Chuck
Yeah, he was arrested. I think they're holding him on $1,000. I think he was released on $1,000 bond.
Signature bond, yeah.
Yeah, which people were joking is like 35,000 Chuck E. Cheese tickets.
Well, I have no doubt that following our program, Maggie Dawn, who is an attorney, will be all over this. And Maggie will be breaking down exactly what Chuck E. Cheese was arrested for and what his chances look like in court. So be listening to that in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline, EPOM's World.
Next headline reads, boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks.
Boomers are leaving retirement communities after realizing that living with boomers sucks. Explain.
So, and I don't know exactly when these, you know, communities started. I don't know how old the villages is or village-like, you know, communities are. But I do know that the 55-plus communities have gained popularity in the last couple of years. And they seem like they have a lot of benefits, right? You have parties, you have bingo, pickleball, all that stuff. But I guess it's not a happy ending when, you know, you're just living around a bunch of old people, you know? All the homes look the same. There's a lot of rules and restrictions. I can speak from personal experience that my parents have been retired and a lot of their friends have moved into communities like this. My parents refused. My dad said, he's like, I don't want to live around a bunch of old people like me. So
good for them.
They actually made the move to New York last month.
Did they really?
They are the newest New Yorkers. Yeah, and they're loving it. Because they can go out and be around people who aren't like themselves.
Your loving parents have packed up and moved to New York, and you're off to Vancouver, for goodness sake.
I know.
Sake.
Yeah. Yeah, bad timing.
Peter, we're here to see you. Oh, dang. Bad
time. Sorry, guys. But you can find a lot of these stories on Reddit and a lot of, like, you know, Facebook has communities around this stuff. Homeowner association videos are kind of, you know, red meat for us wherever there's someone complaining about a painting or, you know, the color of someone's house or garbage or whatever it is.
Right.
Boomers are realizing that they're not the funnest neighbors.
Well, I can relate because I'm not a boomer. I just turned 55 last year, and so I'm technically eligible to go to a senior community. But Peter, I ain't doing that. I'm not ready to hang it up yet. And so I'm Gen X, but so I get it. I don't want to. Yeah, I want vibrancy, youth. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, pickleball isn't enough for you, Dad.
You know, I don't play pickleball. I should, though.
I never have it.
Really?
Doesn't, I don't know. It looks meh at best.
All right, Peter Ray Pine. I love this segment so much. Next headline.
All right. Man. The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt.
The government is accepting Venmo payments to pay off the national debt. Explain, Peter Ray Pine.
So at pay.gov, you can go and just donate your money to the government. And they claim that they will put it towards the national deficit. And you can pay money with PayPal. You can pay money with Venmo. You can sign up using your, you know, bank account, whatever it is. Mm. And you can also, obviously, pay off the national debt using credit.
I mean, I just don't. A, people, don't do this. B, I mean, because Peter, somebody's going to say, well, I feel patriotic.
Yeah.
I'm going to help do this. A, even if it is a real thing, it's not going to go to help the debt. I'm just telling you, it's not.
No. I mean, also, how desperate is the government?
Well, right. Let's just put it out there and say, let the people help pay down the debt. You know, there's some patriotic Americans.
I'm going to reset a recurring donation to the government of $25 every month for the next trillion years.
I mean, the sad thing is, right, that if this were a real thing, I guess maybe it might have an effect. But having worked for a member of Congress in D.C. For 5 years, I mean, very few people are going to be serious about this. And it's just going to go to some other bureaucratic bloated thing or you know, more payment for state U.S. senators or whatever.
But you know what they say? It's the thought that counts, right?
Right, exactly. That's right. Lindsey Graham needs more money for entertainment. Anyway, next headline, Peter Ray Pine.
All right, next headline comes to us from the front lines of the generational war. And Gen Alpha is getting old enough to participate. So headline reads, Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny.
Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny. Now this is – it helped me out because it was, we had Gen Z and then now we have Gen Y. And now this is the next youngest of the 12-year-olds or what?
I think they – Gen Alpha are from 2010 to 2024.
Oh, all right. And people were born from that to that.
Yes, people were born in, from 2010 to 2024. And allegedly, according to one Gen Alpha mom who's talking to her two kids on TikTok, asking them if kids in class still think farts are funny, her kids respond by saying, they see farts as just a normal thing, and they would relate laughing at a fart to laughing at something like a hiccup. And that most times when someone farts in class, they just continue on with their business. If the fart is extra smelly, they don't really make it. All they do is just pull their shirt up over their nose and continue on, which I just think is a bad sign for society as a whole.
Right? It's a bad – if you don't think a fart is funny once in a while, it's a bad sign. Now, do we have audio of this, Peter?
We do of her asking her kids. Yeah, maybe Zomers, you can
– All right, Zomers, here we go. Here's a mom on TikTok.
If you fart, nobody cares.
Nobody
cares. Yeah, nobody cares.
What do they do if you fart?
There's nothing. They continue doing their work or whatever they're doing normally.
It depends on when it happens, baby.
Why aren't farts funny anymore?
I mean, because it's just like one. It's like laughing at hiccups, basically.
It's like laughing at hiccups.
You can't control them.
What about if it stinks? Do the people if it stinks? Are people like, oh, you smelled the classroom up, you stinker. You stink, you farted. Well, they just do the math.
All right. Let's see.
She looks so confused.
You told that you told it perfectly. Raypot, I'm 55. I still think a fart joke is funny. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Thank you, Peter Raypine. All right, come on back. We'll wrap it up with more weird and wacky news from EPOM's world. The wonderful, the talented Peter Raypine is our guest. We're live in Green Bay. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her team. Going to be hot. How about that? Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, going to be in with the Packers training camp update. Also, the Brew Crew underway right now against the Marlins on many of our news talk sports stations across Civic Media. And then it's Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, right after us. Maggie will bring us today the latest headlines across Wisconsin, and also I'm sure the breaking legal news that Peter and I have a fetter on Chuck E. Cheese. So we'll look forward to nervous anticipation to Maggie's show immediately following ours. And then Pete Schwabe, who normally, and how about this, Summers, normally Schwabe does the show out of these studios in Green Bay, and now he's in Madison today. I'm in his studio. So Schwabe will be along. That's right, the old switcheroo. 6 until 8, Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Looking forward to that. Our guest today, as he usually is every other Friday when he's not an international man of mystery, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EbombsWorld.com, with a wild and wacky look at the week and review actual headlines of actual viewers or readers. Peter Rapine, next headline.
So this is proof that farts are still funny. I want to make that point, and I'm going to drive it home with a video.
If you weren't with us right before the break, Peter had a story about a mom who was talking to her Gen Alpha kids, like these high schoolers, basically, who say that it's no longer funny if somebody farts. I don't know. It's just not funny. It's like somebody's hiccups, which, I mean, I guess fine. We've matured. But I don't know. I still think an occasional fart joke is funny. But here we go with an actual joke. All right, here we go.
Headline reads, golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open.
A golf commentator lets a fart rip during a live broadcast of the British Open. What say you, Peter?
We'll run the clip just because it does. Right. You know, all you need to do is hear it. But they handle it in the most British way possible. They have a little bit of a snicker. But they handle it perfectly, and it's funny, and it's a fart, and we have audio of it.
Here we go for the British Open.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that shirt. The same leprechaun face. It's extraordinary. Great Let's stick it. To the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind. Just helps ease down the green. There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler. And off the back of his tee shot in the 16th, that one there.
The fact that they replayed it was beautiful. The fact that they replayed it was fantastic.
Yeah, he goes, let's stick to golf. And they giggle. And then he goes, a little bit of wind from behind, which... It kind of works for the shot as well, because I think the wind was blowing behind Scotty Scheffler on that one.
Scotty Scheffler, I think, I'm not sure, I think he went on to win that.
Even
in, you know, I mean, it's just a natural occurrence, but there's nothing wrong with a little humor about it. I mean, we all do it, right? It's one of those natural things, but it's funny when it's caught on international television like that.
And way funnier than a hiccup. They're not comparable.
Way funnier. Yeah. Not at all. That was beautifully done, Rapine. All right, next headline.
So most people might not know who this person is. So I'll just set it up. Trisha Paytas is a YouTuber, podcaster, kind of media creator, and she recently had her third child. And she named that new child Aquaman.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. This is real.
It's not made up. Yeah, it's really all I have to say about that. It's funny. It's hilarious. There is a kind of a conspiracy theory around it, because every time she has a child or announces the birth of one of her, like announces that she is pregnant, a pretty famous person has died. So the first time I think she announced she was pregnant, the Queen Elizabeth had just died on the same day. The second time she announced she was pregnant, or was near announcing something, the Pope died, and then with her newest, Ozzy died on the same day.
Good gosh. People
think that Ozzy Osbourne has been reincarnated into her baby Aquaman, along with the Pope and the Queen. So,
oh my goodness gracious!
And so Queen's name is Malibu Barbie, and the Pope's name is Elvis.
Yeah, and Ozzy is now Aquaman. Yeah.
Who names these? I mean, who is it that named their kid Apple? All right, that's a little goofy, I think, but I mean, at least it's a fruit. But to name your kid after a character, hi, I'm Aquaman Allball. I mean, talk about people, that poor child.
Yeah.
All right. Next headlines. By the way, is that a parrot behind you, or what does that sound like?
It's a crow. There are so many crows.
It's a crow? There's crows in Vancouver, ladies and gentlemen.
Lots of crows. So this one is a tie into the Coldplay incident, which I'm sure you guys talked about.
A little bit, but go ahead.
Basically, a couple, they weren't supposed to be a couple. They were the CEO of an AI company and the chief HR officer were caught canoodling at a Coldplay concert last week when Coldplay put them up on the Kiss Cam, and they both kind of bolted out of the screen because they weren't supposed to be seen together.
Right.
Well, Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher at a recent concert said Oasis is a safe haven for adulterers. Basically saying that we don't have any of that snidey camera crap here. It doesn't matter to us who you're sleeping with or mingling with. Just come to our concert and have some fun.
So adulterers, check out Oasis, right? Here's a headline we didn't have time to get to. It was great. Remembering the time an Ewok had one too many and humped Al Roker's leg on the Today Show. That's fantastic. Great work as always. Peter Rapine. You can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. Thanks, Peter. Safe travels. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
Appreciate you. Many thanks to Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, Robin Vining, Mike Clemens, Zomer is back at home, and all of you for listening. Have a great weekend back in Madison on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are believing, keep banging your drum. We'll see you from Madison on Monday. Thanks to GBW as well. Take care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Over California, scary moments for airline passengers headed to Vegas.
It was Friday morning. Southwest Airlines flight 1496 was 8 minutes after takeoff from Burbank when alarms began sounding in the cockpit. Collision imminent, ordering the pilots to dive. Radar data shows they dropped about 475 feet to avoid a Hawker Hunter aircraft. Southwest Airlines says two flight attendants were injured. The FAA says it will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Burbank, California.
President Trump in Scotland, where his family business owns a golf course, and he's planning to open a new one. He'll also be meeting with the British Prime Minister. The Pentagon says a nighttime counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria killed a senior ISIS leader. The hunger crisis in Gaza getting worse. Hamas health officials say in the last 24 hours, 9 people died of starvation, 122 of them since the war began, the majority of them children. This is ABC News.